Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Let's get our Bibles out tonight, and let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 118. And I promise you that when people come to the house of God, that I will endeavor to follow the Holy Ghost and to reach out to people when they come to our church, which is the church. Amen. Psalm 118 and verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused, and in the New Testament it says rejected, that the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. What exciting words. Amen. I'm just thankful for the Word of God today. This is the day that the Lord has made. And tomorrow is going to be the day that the Lord has made, if he allows this old world to continue another day. Amen. This will be the day that God has made. Isn't it a wonderful day that God has made? Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about a wonderful day in this world. I'm talking about a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. I felt his presence here tonight, and I felt his presence here this morning. What could be better than that? What could be more exciting than that? What could be more wonderful than that? I can't imagine anything other than his presence. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. We thank you for your blessings, for the good things that you have brought our way. And I will praise you, and I will declare your name among the people. In Jesus' name, open our minds and our hearts tonight. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Praise God. I think in order for us to fulfill our heavenly calling, we've got to be able to see the Lord in every day. Amen. We've got to be able to see the things that God has given to us and the things that God has prepared for us, because when we see this, amen, we will have something every day to rejoice about. Praise God, because every day, David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so every day is a day for being glad in him, in the day that the Lord has made, and for rejoicing. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather celebrate than to mourn. Amen. I would rather be cheerful and happy about the things of God than to only have a hope in this life. And there are many today that are depressed all the time because they are looking only at this world. But thank God we have been called out of this world. We've been called out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Jesus said in John 16 and 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, that's trouble, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now that's not just somebody that is being philosophical there and saying this seems like a good idea and something that you can try. But this is the Lord of glory that robed himself in flesh. Amen. And he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And so he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And so he did his very best, but the world did not accept his very best. Amen. The world looked at the stone that was supposed to be and is the head corner of the building of the church, and the world looked at it and said, it's not sufficient, It's not good. I'm talking about God Almighty that came down and robed himself in flesh. Amen. I'm talking about God who condescended and became of no reputation so that we could spend eternity with him. The one who came and robed himself in flesh and allowed that which he had created to slap him in the face, allowed that which he had created to treat him despitefully, and throughout the course of his life, he was a man that was acquainted with sorrow and grief. Amen. This is someone who says what he knows to be experience. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Amen. But I have a feeling tonight, we were talking about it a little bit at lunchtime, and I've got a feeling tonight that God has not appointed his people to wrath. Amen. Yes, there's going to be troubles in our life. Peter said, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, but he didn't use the word tribulation. He used the word trial. Amen. The trial of your faith. And that's where we are today. We're in the trial of our faith. We're in the time of testing. Amen. A time of not tribulation, but testing and trial in this life. But in the world, he said, you're going to have tribulation. And so in this present world, there will be tribulation. Maybe he said that in the world, you will have tribulation, meaning that there would be a day that he would be gone and troubles would come. And certainly there were troubles. All of the disciples of the Lord died a martyr's death. And they went through suffering, and they were abused, and they were treated spitefully, and they were killed, and they were fed to the lions. They were burned at the stake. They were beheaded. So many, many things that they had to go through. And he understood what tribulation really was, because he himself suffered more than we would ever be able to suffer, because we didn't create the person that's treating us wrong. Amen. We're not the one that is giving them breath and holding their very life in our hands. Amen. We're not in that place. Amen. But when he came down to this world, he stepped into that place. And the Bible says that he humbled himself unto the death of the cross. Oh, what a marvelous, marvelous work. Amen. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute here. Amen. The approach that we can take each and every day we need to strive to focus through the eyes of faith and to practice and to strive to hear the voice of the Spirit of God. Amen. Because he has done great things. We sing that chorus. He has done great things. But I'm here to declare to you tonight, there is none like him. He is incomparable. There is nothing that we can compare to our God. We serve a great God tonight. Hope I don't have to tell you that. I hope you know that already. God's highs are high. His ways are so high that you and I cannot attain to those heights. Amen. But there is something that we can do, even in the midst of our tribulation. If we will lift up our head and look up to the hills from whence cometh our help, we're going to see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. We're going to see him as the victorious Lord that he is. Amen. Because, friend, I'm telling you, saint of God, I'm telling you tonight, the devil will try to steal your day. Amen. But if we can look at every day as not the one that the devil made, but a day that the Lord has made. God made this day today, and God's going to make tomorrow the very same thing. Praise the Lord. David said, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in unto them. And I will praise the Lord, the gates of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. Amen. I'm here to declare tonight that the devil can't keep you out of the gates of the temple. Amen. He cannot shut the gates of righteousness because the gates are wide open. Amen. They were opened at Calvary, and nobody can shut those gates. Amen. We can come through the gates and worship God. And the only way that the devil has any power is if we give him that power. Amen. Because the only way to bind or to go in and destroy a house is you've got to bind the strong man of the house first. Amen. In this house is God Almighty. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Jesus said that if two or three are gathered together, I'm in the midst of them. And he is certainly in the midst of us here tonight. Amen. This is the house of God, the pillar and the ground of the truth, the scripture says. Amen. It is the solid rock. It has the message of truth. Praise God. I was listening to a radio station, and they were talking about the scriptures and so forth, and they were saying that it's all in the cross. And I was shouting to the radio, and I said, it's all in the gospel. Amen. You can't take repentance out and say it's all in repentance. You can't take the cross out and say it's all in the cross. You can't take the resurrection out and say it's all in the resurrection. But the gospel, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Praise God. I'm thankful today for a pillar that the church is standing on. Amen. I'm thankful that it's not built upon a Trinitarian God. Amen. But I'm thankful tonight that the church is built on God Almighty, who said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Praise God. Put your hope in a Trinitarian God, and you're going to be disappointed one day. Amen. Because it is idolatry. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. The Lord our God is one Lord, and every one of us here tonight can understand what one is. It is simple tonight, praise God. But and it is that one God who made this day today. Amen. They were talking about it, and they were saying that salvation comes through the cross. And sanctification, a secondary sanctification, comes through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will only move through the cross. Hey, they've got it confused. Amen. There's not three co-equal, co-existent, co-eternal gods. Amen. But there is simply one God. And he is holy. Praise the Lord. And God is a spirit. Praise God. And that Holy Spirit came down and overshadowed Mary. And that child that was conceived in her was the Son of God. Amen. But not only was he the Son of God, he was God manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. Amen. He was Emmanuel, God with us. Praise the Lord. And so when he said, in this world you'll have tribulation, he knows what he's talking about. Amen. We think the world is out of control, and it really is in a lot of ways. But I'm telling you what, God is not out of control tonight. Praise the Lord. If we will come and believe him, amen, anytime we can come through the gates. We can come through the gates of righteousness, and we can go in and praise the Lord. Jesus brought it out in Matthew 16 and 13. He came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. He didn't just stop there about this statement of fact and this statement of faith. He said, "Thou art Peter." That means a stone. It's not a rock. Some people think Peter is the rock. He said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Everybody said, "My church." It's his church tonight. It belongs to him, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Thank God for a foundation that we are on tonight. It is a foundation of simplicity. It is a foundation of strength. It is a foundation of durability. Amen. It is a foundation of security. Praise God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the gates of the church. Amen. The devil will never be able to tear down the gates of the city of the kingdom of God, because the gates of hell are not founded upon a solid foundation. The winners are going to be the ones that are the strongest. Amen. The strong shall live. The strong shall survive. The Bible says if we fall in the day of adversity, our strength is weak. Amen. But we are not a weak church. Praise God. There may be weak people within the body of the church, but the church is not weak. Amen. Because the church has something that you and I did not contribute to. Amen. We didn't contribute into the strength or the foundation of the church. It came down from heaven and it was given to us directly by God himself. Praise the Lord. He founded the church. He purchased the church. He established the church. Amen. He paid the price for the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Amen. He is the head. We are the body. Praise God. The body cannot live without the head. But I'm telling you what, he can live without anything because he is the head of all things. All things were created by him, and by him all things consist. Or in other words, they stay where they are told to stay. Praise God. The moon was put in there and he said, "Stay right there in that track." And it stays in that track and has been doing that for as long as God created it. Amen. Because it's built upon a strong foundation. And that foundation is the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word of God holds up everything in the physical world. If God says it's time to roll it up like a scroll, it's going to roll up like a scroll. The universe is in the span of his hand, and all he's got to do is roll it up like a scroll. Amen. And the stars of heaven will fall upon the earth, as it says in the book of Revelation, and there will be tribulation upon this world. Amen. Because of the judgment of God. Praise the Lord. Yes, I understand. I don't have my head in the sand tonight. I know we're facing great difficulties in our country. We are facing great difficulties in our world. Amen. And things look really bad around us. But praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord put you here at this time for this purpose and for this cause and for this reason. Amen. We can have revival in the midst of a crazy world. Amen. We can have a move of God. I can have the victory and be saved. And if it even comes down to it, he said he'd have to cut the time short so that the very elect would not be deceived. Amen. If the devil is loosed to his own devices, many would be deceived. But I'm telling you what, as long as we're in his hand, he said, "No man can pluck them out of my hand." Praise God. I'm not founded upon my ideas. I'm not founded tonight upon my opinions. I'm not founded tonight by a name that's on the front of the church. I'll tell you what I'm founded upon, and what all of us are founded upon tonight is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven and earth rejoices in that name. Praise God. Cancers leave in that name. Devils flee in that name. Victory comes in that name. Amen. Some of you look like you need to go back to the basics again. I'm telling you what, there's nothing more exciting than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repenting, being baptized in His name, and filled with the Holy Ghost. If you ever lose the thrill of your salvation, you've lost it all. Amen. Yes, the house is built on the foundation, but we can never toy with the foundation. The earth may move, but this foundation will not crack. Amen. The walls of this foundation will never fall in. Amen. The house may lose a shingle or two, but it's not going to fall because of the foundation. Well, somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Enter into His gates. Psalms 104. Enter into His gates. What gates? Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in to them. Praise God. Enter into His gates, the gates of righteousness, with thanksgiving. And you know what that word means. I've used it a number of times. It means extended hands. Amen. Praise God. And I think we ought to practice coming in with our hands up. Thank God I made it back to the house of God. And into His courts. Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Amen. So we enter with thanksgiving. We come into His courts with praise. And inside of our heart, there is something that says, I'm thankful. Praise God. What are you thankful for tonight? Are you thankful for anything? Amen. What are you thankful for? Oh, there's a lot of things that I'm thankful for. But when it's all said and done, those things can come and go in life. But I am thankful for one thing, the one that's at the top of the list and needs to be at the top of every one of our lists tonight, is that the Lord came for me. Praise God. And He opened the gate for me, and He put something inside of me that I was attracted to those gates. And I said, I'm going to go into that gate of righteousness. I went into that gate one night, amen, on 2009 May Street. I walked through the gates of righteousness. It was in the middle of the winter time, and I had never felt God in my whole life. I didn't know anything about God. But I opened up the doors of the church. Service was already going on. My friend probably thought I wasn't going to make it. He about died when I told him I was going to come. Amen. And when I walked in the gate, when I walked through the gate, for the first time in my life, it was as though the Lord wrapped His arms around me. And I felt something I had never felt in my entire life. Amen. It was the blessings of God. It was the grace and the mercy of God that was coming down to a young 19-year-old boy. Amen. Who didn't know up from down, forwards from backwards. But God was getting ready to do a work in my life. I'll never forget that night as long as I live. I'll never forget the place as long as I live. I hope it's there as long as I live. Every now and then I'll take a turn. If I'm going down Seneca, I'll take a turn on May Street and just drive by real slow and see that place. Amen. To see that parking lot where I pulled in on that winter night. Amen. And God washed my sins away that night in the waters of baptism. Praise God. I went to the altar. I didn't wait. Amen. I had to get to God. There was nothing that in this world but tribulation. There was nothing but trouble. Amen. Maybe you've been a perfect person all your life. And when you came into the kingdom of God, you were a big fish in a little pond. But I'll tell you what, I was smaller than a minnow. Amen. In the Great Lakes. And I was so insignificant and didn't have anything to offer and didn't know anything. Isn't it amazing how things can change? I'm not going to get off onto that tonight, but I'm still just a minnow in the ocean. Praise God. But I'm thankful I'm in the ocean. I'm thankful that I'm in the kingdom. I've got just a little bit to offer, but bless your heart, I'm not rolling it up in a napkin and burying it in the ground. Amen. I'm going to do something with what God gave me. I'm going to pick up that rod and let God use it. Amen. I'm going to do anything I can to serve Him and to live for Him. Anybody else feel that way tonight? Well, praise God. Praise God. I feel that way tonight. I really do. And David saw in every day the salvation of the Lord. He said, I'm going to enter into the gates. Amen. He said, and I will praise thee. And then he gives us the reason for his praise. For thou hast heard me, and you are become my salvation. Praise God. Glory. Let's go see if the Baptists are having church tonight. No, we're not going to do that. You know what, folks? If we praise God for any other reason, if we praise Him because of the things that He's done for us, the day will come when we will not praise Him. Because there are times when it seems like heaven is brass, and it seems like the answers don't come, and we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But David had an insight, this young shepherd boy, this mighty warrior, this great king. He had a revelation. He had an understanding that we need to get a hold of here tonight. He said, I will praise thee because or for thou hast heard me. Amen. God hears people when they cry out. And how much more will God hear the church when the church cries out? Not only did he hear him, but he said, you became my salvation. You didn't just hear me, you stepped in and helped me. Praise God. Praise God. God's not a God that's somewhere a million miles in the universe, and he maybe hears you and maybe he doesn't hear you. Amen. And he'll answer if he feels like it. If he's having a good day, he might put a good word in for you. I'm telling you tonight, friend, my God is a God who gets involved with people. Amen. He hears and he answers. Well, praise God. He hears and he answers. And David said, I'm going to enter. I'm going to be thankful and I'm going to bless his name. Praise God. Every day is the day that the Lord has made. But, Pastor, we're only having church three times a week. You know what? If the doors of the church aren't open, the gates of righteousness are still open. The gate to the kingdom of God is still open. Amen. Hebrews 2 and verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by us, unto us by them that heard him. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Oh, there are many that are going away from this great salvation tonight. But I'm telling you, there are some people that love it. There are some people that are rejoicing in it. Amen. Psalms 118 and 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the temples of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Notice there, the Lord helped David, lifted him up, and in another place he said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. Amen. And so salvation and the right hand of the Lord. The right hand of the Lord is talking about His salvation. Amen. It is the operation of God. It is the movement of God on behalf of mankind. I'm glad that God moves on behalf of mankind. Amen. I'm glad that this is so great salvation. I'm glad tonight that David said, "This is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." The word marvelous there, you want to know what that means? It means that it means wonderful. It means hidden or things too high. Amen. Miracles, it means marvelous. It means wondrous or wonderful. But the thing that jumped out at me where it said, things too high, praise God. Just too high for me to comprehend. And I think about it for a little while and I just give up because I can't really understand it altogether. Why would He come down and die on a cross for me? Why would He suffer and pay such a tremendous price for someone just like me? I cannot comprehend, I cannot fathom why the Lord would do that. Amen. I was thinking about it while we were packing to go. You know, it's okay when you pack for 3 or 4 days, but when you pack for 2 weeks, it's a little bit more difficult. Amen. And we were packing, and I said, I wonder how all those 2 to 4 million Israelites got packed up to leave Egypt, and they had to take their cooking utensils. They had to take water pots. They had to take tools. They had to take clothes. They had to take everything for living, and they had to carry it out of Egypt. Praise God. How did they do that? This was a monumental task. I said, well, they had to have donkeys. They had to have animals of burden. And we know they had cattle and all of that. And so they probably strapped it over them. How many donkeys would it take to pack up your room, Garrett? Amen. Too many, yeah. And you got to feed them things. You've got to water them. Amen. Some of us, we've got everything packed into the garage and the $40,000 car sitting outside. We've got so much stuff. And if the Lord said, you're coming out of here tonight, pack up everything, get ready, you're leaving Egypt tonight. Tonight? Tonight. Amen. We got to pack everything up. We're used to living in houses, and now we're going to be nomadic people. Amen. We're going to wander. We're going to follow a fire and a cloud. I'll tell you what, we read the stories of the Old Testament, and I think sometimes when we read them, we don't really get a full understanding of the salvation that God wrought in the lives of those people. Amen. And then to come to the water, and all it took was a rod stretched out over the water, and the waters were parted, and they went through on dry ground. Oh, God, help us. It was a monumental. It was marvelous in their eyes. And on the other side, they got the tambourines. They didn't have anybody to tell them that they had to praise the Lord. But they got their tambourines out, and they began to shout. They began to sing, and they sang, "The Lord is a mighty warrior. Praise God." I get excited when I think about it. Amen. And the very same thing happened when God washed your sins away in the waters of baptism. When God filled us with the Holy Ghost, it is marvelous in our eyes. It is a marvelous thing to me that God, who is holy, would come and dwell inside of me who is not holy. When I enter His gates, I'm going to give Him praise. Hallelujah. When I come into His gates, I'm going to give Him thanks. Not just give Him thanks, but I'm going to be thankful. Amen. When I come into His gates, I'm going to give it everything I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, I'm going to give it everything I've got. Why? This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. It's never been here before, and it'll never be here again. Praise God. You got to be careful. You got to be careful that all you see is hot sand and hot sun. Because you can become discouraged, and you can lose your courage and your faith and your hope. Oh God, don't ever let that happen. Amen. Come back into the gates and get readjusted again. Amen. Come back into His gates and ask Him to speak to your heart. Amen. And there will be a word from the Lord that will get you another mile, because I'm telling you tonight, it wasn't very long afterwards that God had a promised land for them. And it was 40 years later, there was lots of trouble, but I'll tell you what, they made it, and they became a strong, powerful nation because they were founded upon a rock. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this exciting? Amen, Pastor. Listen, I'm telling you what, our response to the Word of God and our response to Him is all important. Amen. God's not interested in a church that just can take worship and leave it. I can take it or leave it. Take praise and just, I can take it or leave it. Amen. Take the Word of God, I can just take it or leave it. Oh no, I'm not going to take it or leave it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to get a hold of the Word of God, and I'm going to love it with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my strength. I'm going to love the Word of God. It's going to get down deep inside of my heart. Because I tell you what, if you want to make it all the way, you've got to get to that place. Let's stand together tonight. Let's stand together tonight. Do you love His Word? Do you love Him? I love Him tonight. I'm thankful. I'm so very, very thankful. I'm a blessed man. I'm the most blessed person here tonight. But I'm the least, I'm the least of the ones that deserve it tonight. Amen. Which makes it so wonderful. It makes it so awesome that He would come down and He would say, Greg Wirths. Who, me? Yeah, you. Out of all of the billions of people on this earth, He called my name. He asked me to come into the gates of righteousness. He wanted me to serve Him. And I found out later that He had a plan for my life. I never knew that. A plan that was worked out from the very beginning. Me? Yes, you. Lord, I'm just not sure about this. I'm not sure that I'm fit for the job here. Lord, maybe you got the wrong address. Did you double check your database? And the Lord said, no, it's you. I want you to serve me. I want you to do my will. Anybody else feel that way tonight? I feel that way tonight. Amen. I'm just in awe of Him. I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. He is so high and lifted up. He is so magnificent. He is so great. Amen. Why? It's the same as David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou would visit him? Who are we? Who are we? Oh, I'll tell you what we are. We're just a bag of bones and a little bit of water dressed up in something nice looking. It's getting tight. I got it buttoned. Man, look at that. No, don't look at that. Just a bag of bones. Just a bunch of trouble tied up in a bag of skin. just a hard shell with a computer up there. And the Lord said, you, I want to use you. Who, me? Yeah, you. Oh, Lord, no. But we get into trouble when we start feeling like we deserve things. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve to stand in this pulpit tonight. I don't deserve to have the Holy Ghost. I don't deserve to be blessed like I have been blessed. But I'm overwhelmed. I'm thankful. I'm really, truly thankful tonight for the blessings of God. And if you're going to make it, I've got a feeling tonight that's the attitude that you've got to develop in your life. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it, but I'm thankful for it. So let come what may, let the tribulation of the world come. And dear Lord, we know sometimes it is a fiery trial. It's a fiery trial. It's as though you're thrown into the melting pot of the sun, boiling in the fire of tribulation. But I'm telling you tonight, there's nothing, anywhere, any place, any time that was not created by God. God created the fire. He created the winter time and everything in between. In fact, the Bible says God created the good and the evil. They both come from God. Why? Because He wants to know who really loves Him. He really wants to know who loves Him. And we have a measurement of righteousness when we have good and evil. We can understand then a little bit better what God is and what God isn't. Praise the Lord. And that's why I think that He made good and evil. He put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? So that we could have a little more of a discerning of the greatness of our God. Because now we have a contrast with the goodness, the good things, and the bad things. Amen. The good things, you look into nature, you can see all the goodness of God, all the greatness of God, the wisdom of God. But then you look at man, and you see all of the evil. You see all of the evil. You say, well, what am I going to do? I'll tell you what, it's going to give me a contrast, and it's going to show me how great my God is. Lord, I thank You tonight. Thank You tonight for the blessings.